iDrive SoCal is brought to you by the best automotive retailers from across Southern California. We consider our dealer partners friends and highly recommend them. When it's time for you to buy, just go to iDriveSoCal.com and click on dealers to get connected. Or email me and I'll personally introduce you. Tom@iDriveSoCal.com. That's Tom, T-O-M, at I, the letter I, drive like drive a car, SoCal like Southern California.com. Tom@iDriveSoCal.com. Now, on with the podcast.
This is different than the regular Miata. This one has a coupe-like design. That's why it's called a retractable fastback. This is a fun car. If you want a second vehicle or a vehicle just for the weekends where you can take it up on the mountain roads or go on a scenic drive along Pacific Coast Highway, this is the car.
Welcome to iDrive SoCal, the podcast all about mobility from the automotive capital of the United States, Southern California. Tom Smith here with the good professor, Mr. Clinton Kwan. Say hello, Clinton.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, hey, hey. This here podcast we're doing, if you can hear all the background noise, that is because we are here at the Orange County Auto Show, aka the OC Auto Show, and we are on the tail end of the media event, so the auto show is getting its final preparations before the masses start rolling in here, so you can hear some background vacuuming, and hopefully we'll get a little bit of pounding and slamming around of last-minute items to just enhance the overall podcast experience. So the professor got here a little bit earlier than I did. I've basically come onto the show floor, said hi to the main PR media types, and set up. So the professor's seen the show. This piece that we're going to do is on the test drive of the 2019 Mazda Miata.
Yes, it's the 2019 Mazda Miata RF, and the RF stands for Retractable Fastback.
Retractable Fastback, not to be confused with convertible.
Correct.
Because that's basically what it is, right?
Yes.
Okay. Retractable Fastback is kind of a cool twist on convertible, though.
Yes, but this is different than the regular Miata, which has the... This one has a coupe-like design. That's why it's called a retractable fastback.
So there is a convertible Miata. Well, I mean, all Miatas are convertibles, are they not?
Yes.
Okay. So this one is a different type of convertible, and that's why they call it retractable fastback?
Yes. It looks like a coupe.
Okay. We're going to have pictures of that on the iDrive SoCal post, of course, at iDriveSoCal.com. But describe the difference between what the regular convertible is as opposed to the retractable fastback.
Well, the retractable fastback, as I mentioned, it looks like a coupe, so there's a small window in the back,
right.
And when you scroll through the photos, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, whereas the regular convertible, the top just goes straight down, and there's no back window, so
okay.
It looks like your typical convertible.
Are they both, is the convertible soft top and the retractable fastback hard top?
It's a hard top, I believe, the retractable fastback.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a big differentiator
yeah.
right there, too.
Yes. And there's a bit, there. It's quite a bit more the retractable fastback.
Okay.
There are two trim levels, Club and Grand Touring. The Grand Touring is the top of the line trim. That's the one I drove, and that one starts at around $33,000. The Club is just a little bit less. It starts around $32,000.
Gotcha. And the to be clear... The OC Auto Show is very, very big on test drives. I believe they have over for media day here, or the media half day that they're doing, they have, I think, three or four test drives that they are making available to us. But when the show opens later on this afternoon and throughout the Thursday, Friday set, and if you can hear, the vacuum cleaner is actually getting closer, which is fantastic. It's a nice touch. Sorry about that, folks. So the 150 different test drives, I believe they're doing throughout the time period of the show. Is that correct?
There's 150 different vehicles, I believe.
Right.
That's what they're saying.
That you can test drive.
Yes.
Okay.
So when you mentioned three earlier, that's three different manufacturers, but there's definitely more than three models.
Oh, currently?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you can drive pretty much any of the Mazdas. I believe the CX-5, the CX-9, the Miata, which I drove, the Mazda 3, the Mazda 6. So I just named off five vehicles right there.
Okay.
And then for Jaguar and Land Rover, there's probably at least 6-7 different vehicles.
So, but for everybody listening, they're not here at Media Day anyway, so.
Yeah.
But when they come, there's going to be all kinds of different stuff for them.
And that will start at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock today, which is Thursday, but this is a podcast, so when you're listening to this, you're going to be listening to it. But we are going to get this podcast out early, though.
Yes.
So the professor, the good professor, Mr. Clinton Kwan, drove the 2019 Mazda Miata RF, which, by the way, stands for retractable
fastback.
And tell us about it.
Well, the big change for the 2019 Mazda Miata RF is that it's getting a more powerful engine.
Okay.
Horsepower has increased by 26 to 181 horsepower, and torque has gone up 3 to 151 pound-feet of torque. The Miata features a 2-liter inline-4 normally aspirated engine.
Gotcha. Now, that doesn't sound like a heck of a lot of horsepower when we're talking about cars with 300, 400, 600 horsepower. However, the Miata is a very small car and very lightweight car. So when we're talking about power-to-weight ratio, that has a lot. So that's going to be – and that it's a small car. So that's going to be a very fun car to drive, even though we're talking about 181 horse.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like a lot of horsepower. Nowadays, we're talking about cars with 200, 300 horsepower. But what you have to remember is that the Miata – as you mentioned, it is a very small car. And when we're saying very small, we're talking about the size of something like a subcompact, not the size of like a Corolla or a Civic. We're talking something more like the size of a Honda Fit or a Toyota Yaris. And as Tom mentioned, it is very lightweight. So with that power to weight ratio, it's a fun car. And you'll notice that power differentiation as soon as you step on that gas.
So you, what's the setup here at the OC Auto Show? Is there a kind of dedicated outside area around the streets that they take you on, or do they toss you the keys, or how does it work?
Well, from my experience and based on my experience today, each manufacturer has their own route.
Okay.
So for Mazda, it's not a very long route. Basically, you're going to go downstairs. There's one level. Basically, there's one main level for the auto show. And for the Mazda test drive, and for most manufacturers, it's below the main level. So you'll register, pick the vehicle of your choice. You'll drive out onto the side street, drive it up to Catella, and then you'll go west on Catella. You'll get to step on it, make a U-turn down several signalized intersections, and then take it back.
Is somebody
to the
with
convention
you?
Center. There is someone who will ride shotgun with you, a Mazda representative. Yes.
Okay. All right. And they're answering questions about the vehicle and whatnot.
Yes. They're,
in the vacuum cleaning. Thank you so much.
They should be quite knowledgeable. They're product specialists for Mazda.
Okay.
And they'll have all the info on the changes for the vehicle. One of the new changes is there is a backup camera for the 2019 Miata.
Which is a nice touch, but at the same time, we're talking about such a small vehicle.
Yeah.
It's not that difficult. I mean, you almost have, especially with the top down, you almost have a 360-degree view of the your surroundings of the vehicle because it's so small and you sit so upright in it. But
if there was ever a vehicle you didn't need one, it might be this one.
You know what, though? They're so standard practice. Yeah. I mean, some manufacturers I read a headline recently. They're talking about rear view mirrors are going to be a thing of the past. That it's going to be rear view cameras.
Yes.
We can slide off tangents so easily. Everybody listening knows that, the professor and I. But so what'd you think of the drive?
Oh, this is a fun car. If you want a second vehicle or a vehicle just for the weekends where you can take it up on the mountain roads or go on a scenic drive along Pacific Coast Highway, this is the car.
Yep.
It's affordable. It's something that's obviously very reliable. Since
it's a great car for a single person too.
Yes,
but you're not going to get a lot of groceries in there. You're certainly not going to be. Nobody's going to be calling you to ask for your assistance in moving.
Yeah. Well, great for singles or couples.
But there's literally two seats, right? There's no back seat whatsoever.
Correct. Yeah. There's only two seats. Yes.
But it is a really really fun little car to drive. Now, is it the 2019? Is it refreshed at all? It's not. It's not all new, right?
It is not all new. It is refreshed,
though. It is refreshed.
Yeah, okay. So that's why it features the new engine.
The bigger engine.
And the backup camera. And it also has a telescopic steering wheel.
That's cool.
Yes.
Anything else about the Miata? Inside-outside tech? Drive?
It's got a new smart city braking system to avoid collisions with pedestrians.
Makes sense. Okay. Top three things?
Top three things. I definitely have to go with the increased horsepower. Definitely makes it a lot more fun. Love the Mazda Miata styling. And then the fun to drive factor.
Yeah.
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 Those are definitely my top three.
I had a buddy that had one of those back in the college days, yeah. And it was a heck of a lot of fun to drive back then. I haven't driven one since. I need to.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go for a test drive.
Yeah, you should go for a test drive. And really, there's nothing else out there on the market. There's no true competitor. The closest true competitor might be the Subaru BRZ and the Toyota 86, but those aren't convertibles.
Yeah, they're not convertibles.
And they're
a
little
completely
bit,
different
drive. They're a little bit bigger. Yeah. But that would be the closest. Other than that, there's really nothing else out there.
Okay. And the price points again were?
About $32,000 for the club. And then for the top line, which is the Grand Touring,
mm-hmm.
at about $33,000. So not a big price difference.
$1,000 difference? What are you getting?
Yeah. It's I think it's a $1,100 difference.
What are you getting, though, for that?
I actually don't know. I have to
Professor. Tell. I got the professor stumped. Okay.
Yeah.
Professor Kwan. Thank you so much, as always, here at the Orange County Auto Show Media Day, the tail end of the media day, as it's getting ready to fire up. As I said, we're going to get this podcast out early. We're going to get it out. So you'll probably be listening to this as you still have the opportunity to get down to the Orange County Auto Show, which is going on October 4th through the 7th, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And again, you got 150 different test drives that you can go on. And just a great family-friendly thing to do.
Yes.
And experience. So, Professor, thanks again. We're going to sync up again after you go on another test drive. And for iDrive SoCal, I am Tom Smith. Thank you very much for listening. Howdy. Still here, huh? That's cool, but this one's pretty much done. But we have tons of additional content at our website, iDriveSoCal.com. If you're not listening from there already, you should definitely check it out. From there, you can subscribe to our newsletter, the podcast, or leave a note. And I'd love to hear from you, too. Here's my email, tom@iDriveSoCal.com. That's Tom, T-O-M, at iDrive. The letter I, drive, like drive a car, SoCal, like Southern California.com. Tom@iDriveSoCal.com. Thanks again for listening, and please reach out with whatever's on your mind.